And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 20th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Ferdinand Joseph Lamenth, New Orleans, 1890, better known as Jelly Roll Morton, great piano player, playing in the bars and brothels of New Orleans, wearing his turquoise coat, a Stetson hat, and tight striped pants. One of the biggest names in jazz in the 1920s, and the first true jazz composer, because he was the first to go beyond improvisation to write down jazz tunes. King Porter Stomp, Black Bottom Stomp, New Orleans Blues, the original Jelly Roll Blues. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Pinsky, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940, grew up reading dictionaries. He said, "Read as much as you want. This word reminds you of that word. You could just wander. It didn't matter if you lost your place. It wasn't tyrannical, like a story." Robert Pinsky, who said, "Poetry takes care of itself. All art does. That is paramount. In a survival race, I'm quite sure poetry will long outlast reality TV and Twitter." It's the birthday of John Dewey, Burlington, Vermont, 1859, the father of progressive education, combining learning with doing, treating children as individuals, teaching them how to live as members of a community. John Dewey once gave a speech in which he said there was so much knowledge at universities because the freshmen brought everything they knew to college with them and the seniors never took anything away. It's the birthday of the singer Adelaide Hall, born New York City, 1901, who did the wordless solo on Duke Ellington's Creole Love Call. And it's the birthday of the composer Charles Ives, Danbury, Connecticut, 1874, who put hymns and college songs and gospel revival songs, military marches, into his compositions. Charles Ives, who said, "Awards are merely the badges of mediocrity." Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, "The Day We Visited New Orleans." So much time has gone by. Napoleon's house, he never came, still stands in the quarter. Time ends all the good living that Louis XVI, after the trouble, never experienced, all the sights Andrew Jackson never saw in Pirate's Alley. Ask the alligators about heat and history. Out in the bayous, we met a small alligator named Elvis. When we stroked his throat, he waved his left claw at the world. It makes you think. Alligators enjoy a world before the alphabet. I don't want to be who you are. I want to be myself, someone playing with language. Let us each be a sensualist of the imponderable. Let's each do what we want. I thread my way down alphabets to the place where Elvis is." "The Day We Visited New Orleans," poem by Robert Bly, from Eating the Honey of Words, published by HarperCollins, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting the new film Goodbye Christopher Robin, about Winnie the Pooh author A.A. Milne and his son, whose toys inspired the classic tales. Starring Donald Gleason and Margot Robbie, now playing select theaters everywhere, November 3rd. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.